This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis says he wants the state's cities to be built more densely. He says that's a more sustainable alternative to
endless exurban sprawl, meaning we're going further and further out, more cars on the road, longer commute times, higher cost to live close, and lower quality of life for everybody.
Polis says more tightly packed cities will also be more affordable. The governor says he'll make housing affordability a top priority in the legislative session that starts next week. Conventions have come back to Denver, and that's a boon to downtown hotels. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
During the pandemic, conventions ground to a halt. The convention center was turned into an overflow hospital. And now convention traffic is about 70% what it was in 2019. Greg Leonard runs the Hyatt Regency Hotel across from the convention center.
It's hard to be anything but optimistic right now. We went through some rough months, year and a half, 2 years. But certainly this year has been very positive.
Walmart had a convention, so did the Society of Biblical Literature, which brought 8,000 people. And that helped Denver hotels, whose occupancy was 70%. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A recent study has named Boulder one of the top cities in the U.S. for the arts. Southern Methodist University in Dallas says its study looked at mid-sized metro areas. The Arts Vibrancy Index ranks Boulder among the top 1% in how many arts organizations there are in the city overall. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.